Hi everyone, welcome to Boss Talks with A, Growing Through It, the podcast. Hope you all are doing amazing. So we're going to get into this episode, and this is a question that I want to ask you guys. Are you really passionate about your business? Now, the reason why I'm asking that is because lately, it's been a pandemic, so people have more time of being home, and some people, you know, quit their jobs, they lost their jobs due to COVID. But what I really wanted to ask the question is, are you really passionate about it? Because I've been seeing some people start a business, and they're just starting a business because they're seeing other people starting a business and coming out on top, and they just want to get into the hype of thinking, oh, I can make quick money. But they're not really learning, because you start a business, it's not just about making money. Like, this is something that you care, you're passionate about it, and like, you really want to do this because you want to make a difference in your life or somebody else's, help the next person, or come up with a solution for people that they really need it. That's why I'm asking that question. So right now I'm gonna ask you, are you really passionate about your business? Write it down. Just jot down some notes and see what your response is. Really look back and say, wow, like, am I really just in a business just for making money and it looks fun? Or am I in this for the long run, like, span and do other things? Like, I want to be known, or I want to just be local, just be known for what it is that I do. Another question that I have is, so getting into it, after you answer yourself that question, like, what are you passionate about? And then you can, if you answer, are you doing it for the money? That's not you being passionate about it. You just want money because you see everybody else is doing it. Or sometimes I don't like when people force people, like, saying, oh, y'all better start your own business. But you can't tell everybody that, because then they don't have the proper training or being mentored or actually really caring about behind the scenes. Because with my clients, as I ask them the basic questions, and they never know how to answer it. And it's not their fault. Maybe they tried asking people who are at a different level for them, who went through starting and are very successful with their business. Sometimes they don't want to share that information. Me, I want to be the one to tell you it real and raw, because I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Certain questions. Some people, they don't even have like when you ask them, is your business registered? And they're like, no. I always remind them, I'm like, there's people out here now that are searching on Instagram to see if you even like got your domain, you register your business. They will buy it and then threaten you, like, oh, pay me this amount of money and I'll hand over all the documents, charging you way more than what you should have been paying for that. And now, like, they're stressing you out and you're just starting, and you're just like, what the hell? Like, how do I just started a business, now I got all this drama. Because some people are just evil like that, and they like to get over on people. When you know that you're passionate about something, you're going to make sure that you want to do everything proper from A to Z. And this is why I love talking on this, because when I first started, I really didn't have anybody to walk me through, hold my hand and say, listen, you need to do boom, 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 boom. I just saw, and like, I heard things like bad experiences. And I was just like, well, like, I don't want to go through anything like that. So even when starting a business, I always check if every domain is available on social media. I use GoDaddy.com. Shout out to GoDaddy. I use them. They have a great deal for like 1 year, 2 years of buying a domain. Also, I've learned it's good to get a Gmail account for your business, but you also need a professional email. From branding to all that stuff, you can go listen to the branding episode in episode 5. I go through all of the top tips that you need to do when branding and registering for your business, because it's very important when starting a business and being passionate about it. Because when you're passionate about something, you take really good care of it. Am I right? Trust me, you're passionate about, you know, when you get your phone, or like you really want the phone, or you really want this makeup, this shoes. You do what you have to do to purchase it. So as your business, it's like raising a baby. Just be careful. Learn everything. Just do your research, because there's so many people who just start a business and then they get screwed over in the end because they want to jump into, oh, I need to get my packaging. No, you need to worry about behind the scenes first, okay? There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Your fonts, your colors. I'm not going to get into all that, but those are just some things that you really need to pay attention to when it's time to start your business. Another thing I'm going to ask is, why did you start the business in the first place? A lot of people can never answer that question. Why did you start it? Again, I'm going to go back to it. Did you just start it for the money? Did you start it because it looked fun? Did you start it because you just want to be in that group with everybody else? You don't have to start a business. I'm not telling you to start one. If you're passionate about something and you want to make a difference, you had a bad experience at a restaurant or at a shopping boutique, you want to change the game with coming out with something better for your target market, for people who had that same bad experience. You want to be passionate about it. That's why with Boss Talks with A, it's just randomly one day, I was just so fed up with what I was going through collaborating with other entrepreneurs. I didn't like a lot. And I was like, I'm doing so much complaining of all the things I don't like. So I was like, I need to do something to change it. Well, this is when Boss Talks with A came out. I started blogging. I'm giving you free resources. I'm not charging you for like a list that I got for $20. I'm not going to charge you like $100 for it. I'm going to help you. Some people, they need that help with the guidance. That's why I started this. I want to network with people. I want to collab and I want to educate. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not helping you because you probably be better than me. No. I see you're passionate about something. I see that you need help and you just don't know what to do. And that's what Boss Talks with A is for. And this podcast just helps me express the things I want to say, like, because you can hear me. Because in my blog, like, you can't hear my tone. But with my podcast, you can actually hear me and you can be like, okay, she knows what she's talking about. Like, this is what I'm going through. What I say is, like, just keep asking yourself, like, are you really passionate about it? And if your answer is feels that you're not, it's a right to walk away from it. It's a right to start over. Or it's a right to, if you want to partner with someone that's like stronger in that industry, it's up to you. You can always sell your business. You can always, if it's not for you, just go on to the next thing. It's that simple. So on that note, this is what I want you guys to remember to ask yourself and make sure you just write it down and do the pros and the cons. And if the pros outweighs the cons, then you know what? You're good with working better on your reason and your solution as to why. And if it's the cons outweighs the pros, it's okay to walk away from it. You tried it, you experienced it, and that's that. Have a great day, guys. Don't forget to follow us, like us, share, subscribe. Have a good one.